Buenos días.
Buenos días.
We are Carl and Sue Peterson, and we have two boys, Jonathan and Zachary. Jonathan is 17 and Zachary is 20 and studying at North Park.
We've been serving with Serve Globally in the Covenants since 1993, so it's been 25 years already. We can hardly believe it. It's been a privilege and it's been a blessing.
So we return to Mexico in 17 or 18 days at the end of the month, and we have one final hoop to run through, which is going to the Mexican consulate for an interview on Thursday.
Yes, and it has been our blessing, too, to be a part of Excelsior Covenant Church during our 2 years of home assignment. We've met many of you, some of you we haven't, but it's been really good to be a part of the family here. In Mexico, where we've been serving these past 25 years, the Iglesia Evangelica Misionera del Pacto is found in four different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. And they're very distinct areas. They have rural churches, we have churches on the border, and we have churches in suburban, and also churches in Mexico City, one of the world's largest cities. So there's a wide variety of ministry settings in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
We've spent the last 16 years in Mexico City with 20 million other people, where we have been involved in what we call incarnational ministry. We focus on the Word of God and living out our faith with others, and we are focusing on relationship, not religion, on people, but not programming. And so we walk with people, and we love people into the kingdom of God.
One of our major ministry focuses, along with the Evangelical Covenant Church, is to start and strengthen churches, to encourage church planting. Right now in Mexico City, there's a young adult church planting effort, and we hope to come alongside them and encourage that. And we've realized that healthy churches will plant healthy church plants, so we have to have healthy congregations. So we're in the ministry of congregational vitality, in order for all the churches to become healthy and missional and start and strengthen churches.
Yes. We've also been spending many of our years working in what we call make and deepening disciples. When I met Mari, it was the first day of preschool for Zachary. So we're talking quite a few years ago now. And we met that first day, and just what has God done in these past years through that friendship? She started coming to the Mother's Book Club on Thursdays that was held in our home. She heard the gospel at Women's Retreat, and when I shared, she just wasn't so sure about that. But she kept coming. We would take our kids to Six Flags. We would spend time in summer doing things as a family. She and her husband came to our marriage enrichment seminars we would do. And yet, she was still leaving Jesus over here until 4 years ago. In our living room during a Thursday morning Bible study, she felt Jesus touch her shoulder and say, "Mari, I am the living water that you've been looking for." What a privilege to pray with her, to invite Christ into her life, and what a privilege it's been to walk alongside her. And as we texted yesterday, and she's furiously trying to help us find our new home in Mexico when we return the end of the month, just seeing how she has grown through Bible study, discipleship. She is also in the basic theological training program that the Covenant offers, pre-seminary studies, and it just does my heart such good just to see how God has been at work in Mari's life and the privilege it's been for me to walk with her, to be her friend, and now to be her sister in Christ.
The Evangelical, the Covenant Church has asked us to mentor both pastors and lay leaders when we go back. And so with a focus on very different context for ministry, our mentoring will be different with each person. But all the Covenant churches are led by bivocational pastors, which adds another wrinkle in their ministry. And so you can pray for us that we can have healthy church leaders and then healthy churches that will plant healthy churches and ministries.
Right. And of course, we are serious about that you would be praying for us as we return the end of the month, as we are discerning ministry with our ministry partners in Mexico. But also, we know the importance of prayer and place. So we would also like to invite you to consider at some point coming down to Mexico and going on a prayer walk with us around the city in different parts of the country, praying with our Mexican brothers and sisters, praying for them, being prayed by for yourselves by them, and building friendship and relationship as we walk together in what is God's mission in our world. We are very, very thankful for the time that we have spent with you these past 24 months that we have been in the United States and here in Minnesota particularly. We take back many of you with us in our hearts, as we like to say in Spanish, and we are very grateful for you.
And so we ask that you pray for us. We need to find a house, whether we do that before we arrive or when we arrive. And you can pray for the schooling options for Zachary and Jonathan, and pray that we could have fruitful and strategic ministry.
Mm-hmm. So, muchas gracias.